Emails are flying fast and furious as I write this. Those on a listserv can't agree whether a person's criminal history is relevant in a certain hiring context, especially when criminal charges are only pending. The question ultimately comes down to this. Would you want to know whether a potential employee has a criminal record or has been arrested recently? Now, sure, those on my listserv are arguing only about those who come to neighborhood doors uninvited looking for yard work. But the question is much bigger than that, really. Consider how much you might depend on a security guard or a school bus driver or even a hotel maid. If you're like me, you assume that those people have been thoroughly vetted before the job is offered to them. You assume that the person hired has no criminal record, especially for job-relevant crimes. But employees aren't always investigated in that way. That becomes clear when you read some of the thousands of cases involving a legal cause of action known as negligent hiring. Negligent hiring creates liability for employers when they hire someone they know or should know is dangerous and someone gets hurt. It's one of the claims in a lawsuit brought by the family of a woman killed in a fast food restaurant outside Chicago. Police charged a former employee with that crime. Here's the way negligent hiring is defined. A person conducting an activity through servants or other agents is subject to liability for harm if he is negligent or reckless in the employment of improper persons or instrumentalities in work involving risk of harm to others. The law notes the potential employees with reckless or vicious dispositions, incompetence, unskillfulness, or even thoughtlessness or playfulness could create an undue risk to others. If someone's hurt, the employer will be held liable if he or she didn't take the right precautions. But, as one court put it, it's only when an employee has a particular unfitness for the position and therefore causes a particular danger of harm that negligent hiring is an appropriate claim. If there's no relevant criminal history, for example, there's no liability on the part of the employer. With that sort of rule, it's tough for a plaintiff to win a negligent hiring case. If, using an Illinois real-life example, a cook gets into a fistfight at a restaurant, but that cook had nothing in his background to show that he had propensity for violence other than membership in a street gang, the restaurant won't be liable. But if, as another Illinois example, an apartment security guard has a criminal history and the apartment manager hires him anyway without checking, it's at least a jury question whether the employer should be held liable for a sexual assault in an apartment by that security guard. The public policy argument here is that we need to keep innocent customers and other dependents safe, but at the same time give those who've served their time the chance to redeem themselves. The criminal past has to be pretty darn related to the job for that reason. So yes, even courts acknowledge that criminal history is relevant in certain situations. And as a special note to potential employers, the liability continues even after the hire. Negligent training and negligent retention are related torts in many states. I'm Amy Guida.